Our next case is number 12037, CMH Homes doing business as Oakwood Homes, seeking a special use exception to place a manufactured home, section 115-23C and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the west side of Julie Court, approximately 886 feet southwest of Pepper's Corner Road. The 911 address is 34481 Julie Court, Frankfurt. The zoning district is AR1. And the tax map is District 134, Map 18, Parcel 76.
Okay.
And I will be voting on this application also.
I'm sorry?
I will be voting
you
on it.
So you reviewed the record and listened to all the testimony?
I have done that, yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, now we'll open the floor up for discussion. Stop me. Hey, Mr. Mills?
Again, I don't know that we saw evidence, substantial evidence regarding property values either way. We didn't, in regards to the neighborhood, we didn't see evidence submitted that demonstrated that it was not allowed.
But the permit was for another parcel.
I believe what happened there was the applicant owned two parcels, had a home on one parcel that burned down or was damaged in a fire, and had come to the office, I believe it was building permit, to place a home on another lot, and there was an error on the permit as far as which parcel it was to be located on. Is that correct, Mrs. Walls?
That's correct, yes.
So that was the, and again, I know we had two cases with similar parties and similar issues. We do have a different record on these two, so just keep that in mind as you kind of go through your calculus on this one, because I think there's some different things in the record on this one than there was in the other one.
I'm sort of familiar with this area. So where he got his home at, he wants to put it where the future place of the garage. Is that what you're saying? They got a proposed dwelling and then a future garage. So he put the home in the wrong place of that parcel?
I believe.
What I've got. So his home is there.
And yes.
And it's supposed to be here? You're saying?
No.
No, it's a completely different lot. In a different place.
Yeah, Mr. Workman, the survey that you've got, probably the one dated July 3rd,
yes.
That what it says there? If you notice, in the upper right-hand corner, it's got a tax map parcel number.
Yep.
If you look on the lower left-hand corner, there's a tax map parcel number. Neither of those are the property that this diagram is showing, nor is it the property that's shown on the permit. There were some errors at some level, not at the board level, but at some level about it. And what happened was the applicant had, the permitting office had put a different parcel number on the application that the applicant also owned.
Okay.
And this is a manufactured home, was going to go on that parcel.
Which is there now.
Well, it wasn't going to go on the other parcel. It actually went on this parcel. And what happened was, in order for a home to be put on this parcel, they would need a special use exception first. Whereas on the other one, they would not have needed one.
Okay.
Is what I believe the understanding
was. I believe when the folks at the, when they came in for the building permit, and if they used either, you know, the tax map parcel that was provided, it may have met the requirements. However, when the corrected parcel was given, it did not meet the minimum requirement.
They needed a special use in order to put it on there. So once that was discovered, that's when they were told, you know, there was a hold on the permit pending the application before.
So when he's got the home at, that's where he needs the special use for, right there.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
We've advertised it for the right parcel.
Okay.
So it is correct on there.
It is correct.
Yeah. It's just the documentation was off on a couple of levels.
Okay. And that's what he went by, right?
I believe that's what the permitting office went by anyhow.
Another fine mess, Stanley.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, how about that?
I say another fine mess, Stanley.
I will say this, the fact that the home was either given a permit for that and perhaps an error, I don't know that that's relevant to the issue before you all. The issue before you all is whether that home will substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. Mm-hmm. And it's really the issue before you all today. So okay. Just like in the previous one, but we do have different facts. We have different things in the record, so.
Anything further?
Well, once again, I heard two single ladies come in and express their concerns about their property value if a mobile home is placed adjacent to their property. Mm-hmm. So that impacts my decision.
Thank you. Mr. Portman?
Homes, I mean, I'm familiar with that place, and the homes are not too far off from what's there, really. I don't know.
So the homes there are somewhere.
Somewhere off
of the mobile home.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't think that numbers were that far off, I didn't think.
Yeah, there is some there.
Do you know from that area?
I'm familiar with the area, yes.
Yeah. I didn't think it was that much different like case before. This is not as.
But there are covenants in this Pine Manor Estate subdivision, correct?
We don't have any in the record.
We don't have any of that.
There is none that were provided that I'm aware of. Mrs. Wallace, was the office provided any of that?
Not that I'm aware.
Would have been in the record.
Because Ms. Harrell testified that she lives in the community and did not place a mobile home because it's against the restrictive covenants.
Yeah, but there's no evidence to that. It was just her.
Not presented it.
Stating it. Yeah.
Not in the record.
Well, it says she submitted exhibits to the board.
I believe the exhibit, if I recall, Mrs. Walls, was a letter.
Oh, I apologize. I do. We did have the applicant exhibit declaration of restrictive covenants and.
Oh, we did.
Yes, it was applicant. Yep. For 12,037.
It was presented during the hearing.
Yes.
Is that what the neighbor submitted?
It was submitted by an applicant. The applicant.
Okay.
And here's a second copy.
Thank you.
Find it.
Yeah. So this is being presented. I'd like to have time to look at this and review this, and it's not highlighted.
Would it be helpful, Mr. Chairman, if we had copies made for the board to look at?
To review them and look at it further, then come back with it. It would be nice if we could do that. I would greatly
fine with me.
Appreciate that. And so if that be the case, then.
Since this is part of the record.
Yep. Yep. That we even make them and present them, and then we'll table that one then too, then, or delay it or defer it until such time.
Did we get that night?
Well, it was submitted, but we didn't have copies of it.
We didn't have copies of it, but it was submitted, so they're going to...
We can get copies made for you this evening.
Okay.
And then we'll be going to have time to look at them and bring it back.
Typically, there's a notation on them when they're submitted that evening, so, and that has that notation.
Then we can take them home, or look at them, further review them, and bring it back next meeting. Okay.
Do you need copies of the letter, any of the letters that were previously submitted?
Be helpful to me, but I don't know about the board.
I think we have...
I'd like to also, please.
We got two letters, right?
And this to review?
Two that were emailed.
In the discovery of this new evidence.
They were all submitted prior to the hearing.
You read, I think you read those.
We did, yeah.
Yep.
And there was one submitted during the meeting on October 1st as well. We'll get you copies of those.
All right.
I'll make a motion to table it so we can review the... Pre-review the submission.
Do I have a second to that? Excuse me.
I second it.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we table case number 12,037 until our next regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Mayor?
Aye.
Ms. McGee?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway, so by vote of 5-0. Excuse me, case number 12,037 will be tabled until our next regular meeting. And now that's all the old business.